This is sound from back home, back where I grew up, off the American River. Nice place, good for taking walks, but every time I go back, allergies. I need the meds. I start sniffling. I start sneezing. Sacramento people, you know what I'm talking about. Side note, there's a T in Sacramento. It's not Sacramento. But anyway, that brings us to this.
Hi, this is Christy in Royal Oak, Michigan, and I want to know, what's the deal with sneezes?
Yeah, because what is the deal? It looks funny when we do it. It feels weird. We can't really stop them after you get that itch. Some people sneeze 3 times every time. Christy's got questions, and I've got questions. Yes, sneezing is our topic, thanks to Christy. And let me tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to play sounds of sneezes over and over again, because you might be wearing headphones, and that's going to go right into your ear. I'm just going to do it once, because you can't have a sneeze show without at least one sneeze. But that's it. I'm caring. I'm considerate. And honestly, my voice can kind of just be the baseline for this, because if you haven't noticed, it's a little bit raspy. We've had the winds down here, so up north, down south, sometimes you just can't escape the allergies. But to our topic at hand, sneezes. We know what they are. It's air coming out your nose. It's involuntary, and they range. We've got the dainty, and then there's the blowhorn. Like, there are different sneezes that we recognize in life that different people have, right?
Oh, my goodness. I definitely think there is that person that can have the entire crowd turn with the force of their sneeze.
Is it your dad? It's usually the dad, right? And you're like, oh, it's embarrassing. Everybody, I'd like you to meet our sneeze experts, Dr. Elizabeth Ferentz at Keck Medicine of USC. Question one, why do we sneeze? Answer, because we are built to.
Yes, we actually have all through our bodies certain reflex arcs where something triggers a nerve, the triggers go to the brain, and then the brain sends back messages through the nerves to make an action. So in the case of sneezing, any kind of particle can trigger these little hair cells that are all through our airways. And that runs up a sensory nerve to our brain. And then the brain, in response, sends back 2 different types of signals.
One of them constricts the muscles in your chest and throat. The other says, hey, let's start making more mucus.
And so those 2 things combined leads to our ability to force air through our airway and send a bunch of particles out into the world, such as bacteria, viruses, dust, or any other particle.
And all that, it happens fast.
Exactly. It's amazing. The body's made up of these electrical signal arcs, which can change our behavior in milliseconds.
What else happens when I'm sneezing that maybe I don't realize unless I think about it? I mean, my eyes shut.
Yes. So there is a myth that when you sneeze, if you keep your eyes open, your eyes will pop out of your head. And that is not true. So naturally, the reflex is to try to force your eyes closed, because that's what the body does, is it constricts multiple different muscles in the head and neck. But if you thought really hard, you could probably keep your eyes open and you would just be fine.
I want to know how they did the study for that one. It's like, hey, we need some volunteers. We're going to tape your eyes open for a second and tickle your nose.
Exactly. Or
who wants to sign up for this one? Does your heart stop? Because isn't that another one? People say, oh, your heart stops for a split second when you sneeze.
That's another interesting myth. So no, your heart does not stop, but your heart rate can change. Because when we do that forced holding of our breath, it can change the way the blood flow goes to the heart, and it can also change our heart rhythm, but it does not actually stop our heart.
Is it bad for me if I hold one in? Because now we're on to like the third myth. You're going to hurt your brain because all that air is in your head.
I mean, I think that anytime you have a buildup of pressure and you don't release it, there is concern. I don't think there's any good data that shows that holding in sneezes will cause long-term harm. People question whether it could hurt your eustachian tube, which is a tube that goes between your nose and your ears, that you could be inadvertently sending extra pressure into your ears by not sneezing. I think the important thing about not sneezing is the body's programmed to try to get stuff out. So if you're holding in your sneezes, then you're not actually removing whatever it is that your body's trying to remove.
You're probably just going to end up sneezing again, right?
Exactly.
Oh, it didn't work the first time. Let me try this again.
Exactly.
Would you like to take a quick detour into allergies before we get to a couple more of the sneeze things? Sure, let's, as I mentioned before, a windy Los Angeles, to the offices of Dr. Mark Meth at Century City Allergy. Why do we have to suffer? Where do allergies come from?
You know, at a different period of time, it probably served a different function. But at this point in time, it's sort of our immune system misfiring and us not tolerating something that is actually probably fairly benign.
Yeah, it's the classic overreaction for most of us. And we know what we're fighting, right? Dust mites and dander and pollen and foods and molds and cockroaches.
I don't know if you've lived in New York for an extensive period of time, but many people get sensitized to cockroach.
The line you probably didn't expect on the pod today. Welcome to Life in the Big City.
Sneezing and nasal congestion, itchy nose, itchy eyes, runny nose. Those are sort of the main symptoms.
We know them. We hate them. What do we do about them? Pop a pill, right? An antihistamine. Well, yeah, but also maybe.
They do work for many individuals. For people that have sort of very intermittent symptoms, it's okay to use antihistamines. But when they start to become more significant or more chronic, we actually recommend the use of nasal corticosteroids.
Think Flonase or Nasonex. And when it comes to the pills, they have come a long way. Benadryl, first generation, it's going to make you tired.
But most of the newer generation antihistamines, your Claritins, your Zyrtex, your Zizols, your Allegras, don't tend to be as sedating. And they're longer lasting than using something like Benadryl.
I did use Benadryl when I had some bad fish once, but that's another story. Moving on to allergy shots, I feel like we know some people get them, but how does that work? And this is post-allergy test, right?
Right. So we mix up a solution based on those person's allergies, and we dilute those mixes down. We start at a low concentration. We build up usually once a week. Until you get to a maintenance dose.
Okay, so custom per patient and then desensitizing them. And then are you good or are you on these forever?
I would say most of my patients do the 3 to 5 year course.
Never really knew how they worked until now. I like it. You know what else I like? Weird stuff, fun facts. The people who swear up and down they always sneeze 3 times or 5 times. It's never just once. It's always more. It's always the same.
So everyone's reflex arcs are a little bit different. So it's basically how your body is tuned. Also, sometimes people's sneezes are not as effective.
That's kind of fun that there's actually an explanation for that. That was something I didn't expect there to be. Like, oh no, some people just do it a few times. But that's an actual thing, the 3-time sneezers. They're not telling lies.
You could think about whether their respiratory system is as strong and for them to be able to expel what they need to expel. And then there's also a variance in our anatomy. And so some people, for example, have deviated septums, which means the middle of their nose is crooked, and that might make it harder for them to get out the things that they need to get out once they're in.
And finally, is it always just dust or flowers or cats, or can it be something kind of wild?
Oh, yes. There's something called a photic sneeze reflex, and that's when bright lights can cause people to sneeze. And that's actually autosomal dominant, which means that we inherit it from our parents. And it has a hilarious name. It's called autosomal dominant compelling helioptic outburst, or Achu syndrome.
Achu syndrome. That's so good. Has anyone come into you and be like, I don't know why I'm sneezing, but every time I go outside, out of the movie theater, and they're going, what's wrong with me?
I feel that's one that Dr. Google can actually answer. So I've not had anyone bring it up to me as a question, but people will tell me that it's a problem that they face.
$5.99. Place your item in the bagging area.
As I stock up on the tissue and the eye drops and the spray at the pharmacy, here's a question. Why are the receipts at CVS so long? Like 3 feet.
Please remember to take.
Should we do that one for a show? I mean, listen.
Remove all bagged items.
It's still going. What else should we do? Email me. I've got questions at audacy.com, AUDACY. It's also in the show notes, and we'll find experts to talk about what you want to talk about. Thank you to Cooper, our editor. This comes from KNX News 97.1 FM in Los Angeles. See you on the radio, or we'll talk right here next time.